But I wouldn't be willing to change it over to some other government. I still satisfied, you know.
Tell me about some of the people you worked with when you were a carpenter.
How many?
Tell me about the people you worked with, the work you did. Just what kind of work did you do as a carpenter?
Well, we built houses. And at first, you know, I would tote lots of lumber, maybe it was heavy lumber, and we'd put it up. It wouldn't be long, you know. In fact, there's somebody always with you that would know what to do, you know. And as I say, I guess it didn't work too hard, and I know one there in Huntsville that's past 90 years old that I worked with. Now, I don't think he's actually a native of Walker County, but I worked with him a long time ago. But as I said, you know, the young fellow that's learning, the old one naturally gives him a heap of help and advice and all like that, you know, and see that he gets plenty of work. But after I'd worked a good while, I hardly ever done anything. Maybe it would be on this job while another one was started. You know, that's where the hard work is. And put on lots of hardware, you know. And
What kind of tools did you use?
Well, we didn't have the improved tools. Not even before I quit work, such as the skill saw and stuff like that, but we had hand planes and chisels and hand saws, you know. And I had learned how to kind of keep them up.
I guess you had something to hit the nails with.
Oh, yeah, hammers.
Well, how did you buy nails?
Huh?
How did you buy nails? How many nails would you buy at a time?
Would I buy? Well, I wouldn't buy none, you know. The contractor bought the nails.
How did he purchase them, then?
Huh?
How did he purchase them, the contractor?
Well, ordinarily, I think, through the hardware store or something.
And how many would he get?
Well, it'd be in case, maybe 100 pounds, I think, about what come in. That is average nails. Now, some smaller finished nails, well, you'd buy them in a bag about what you need, you know. It wouldn't take near so many, you see, for the door casings and molding and stuff. Took a different kind of nail, but a 8-gauge was a common nail, you know, for nailing just lots of things, and then for the heavier framing was 16-penny, they called it. Was a larger nail. And if it was shingles, a wooden shingle, it was called it a shingle nail, was a short galvanized nail, you know, a small nail with a large head.
When you were out being a carpenter, did your wife work?
At home.
Tell me about the work she did here.
Well, she would cook, you know, and always have me some day nice to eat the best she could when I come in, you know. They had some chickens and